Hey guys, and welcome back to an episode of Mastering Mind and Movement. I am so excited. I am your host, Coach Ashley, and I am just so excited to be here just to tell you a little bit about myself. I really teach women to go from surviving to living and thriving, being your wealthy and healthy best self. Before we dive into the episode, just to tell you a little bit about myself, I really teach about bio-individuality, nutrition, movement, intuition, meditate to lose weight, healing through food, subconscious revamp, muting your inner mean girl, and being the best partner to yourself to really enrich your inner bitch. If you are ever interested in jumping in one of my programs or one-on-one coaching, please feel free to reach out to me at coach-ash.com. You can find me on there. I am on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, wherever you are, I may be there. So let's get straight into the episode. I know you're gonna freaking love it. Hello, 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 my beautiful people. I haven't done a podcast in a little bit. I say that I feel like every time. But I try not to have too many out there so you have a chance to listen to every single one that I have with my guest and with myself. So thank you so much for coming back and listening to Mastering and Mind and Movement again. So just to lay the road for you today, kind of how this podcast is going to go is this is kind of a little bit of a riff, a little bit of a tangent, some raw audio, whatever you would like to call it. I just feel really called and pulled to share what's on my mind. I've been asked by you guys, by my audience, to share more of my personal experiences and what I've learned through going through my early 20s. And I feel like that time in your life is really, it's really weird. I'm going to be honest. You graduate college and they hand you a piece of paper and they're like, okay, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? And you're like, I'm literally learning how to organize a kitchen. That's how I felt. You're learning how to live on your own. You're learning like what you need as a necessity as an adult. You are also trying to make it out in, you know, a field of your choice or corporate, and you're surrounded by everyone that happens to be twice as old as you are. It's a very weird world. You feel like a child, but all of a sudden you're an adult in society and, you know, you're called to do all of these things. And honestly, you're called to grow up really fast in a way. And also speaking in terms of relationships, you feel like the sudden urge to find somebody and get married and settle down and, you know, all of those things. And my experience has been really interesting. I've been really honest with myself lately. Moving to a new state and starting over has been interesting. It has its ups and downs, and I think that's the beautiful part of the journey. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be great, but I'm honestly so thankful for every lesson that I've learned about myself and about the world around me and what I accept into my life and into my body. So I would say, starting out, what I want to speak about is, honestly, I don't talk about this enough, and it's something that I'm still really, really working on, and it's kind of hard to admit sometimes, especially as a health and mindset coach, is I struggle with sobriety. And for me, it's honestly, I didn't realize how much of an issue it was in my life until trying to actively pull more of it out of my life. And it's one of those things that I feel like kind of sneaks up on you. I have been struggling with my sobriety, you know, since I could get a hold of it, and, you know, when I was 18. And it's just one of those things where I'm an emotional person. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I wear my heart on my sleeve, you know, all of those sayings. And I really take, you know, every relationship in my life very personal. I have very high standards for everybody in my life. I become very disappointed when I see someone treat themselves lower than I know that they should be treating themselves. And it definitely feels like this is why I've gotten in the field of coaching and moving away from my corporate job is I just feel things a lot more than I would say the normal person because I really like to put myself in their shoes. If we are friends, I hold you to a high standard and I expect you to hold yourself to that high standard. Just because I believe we should all be progressing and learning from our mistakes, from our experiences, like how can I do better? And honestly, that is definitely my Virgo side. I'm very organized. I love to understand all of the lessons. Like I pull from the energy of the moon. I have different phases. I'm supposed to use these experiences and teach you guys through communicating through word and writing. So honestly, it's one of those things, you know, like I grew up in a strict household and I wanted to rebel. I was tired of being called the Jesus freak. I'm gonna be honest. And I had a really good relationship with Jesus Christ growing up until, you know, I hit high school. I feel like I was just over it. You know, I was the ugly duckling. I got picked on a lot for my weight growing up and I had enough. I honestly, what they say, you know, on TikTok now is like, be the villain of your story. Maybe that was the villain of my story, or I was just being an angry teenager and filled with teenage angst. And I really, that is honestly when I decided I wanted to move to Florida, which is funny. It took 10 years, literally, exactly. But for that, I would say I was focused on, you know, going out, hanging out with the wrong crowd, just like wanting to change my image of like being this Jesus freak, because the boy that I really should have been avoiding, he was like, you're such a Jesus freak, even though we went to church together. That's a whole other confusing situation. And I don't know, I guess something in my brain, I just became very angry at the things that I guess I saw growing up. I was angry that my mom was sad all the time. I was angry that my dad, you know, was working all the time. And I felt like he never had time for me. And that's a whole other, you know, realm of emotions and things I've learned about myself and my family that I'm honestly so grateful for, because I'm able to communicate better and understand who I was and why I was doing the things I was as a child to help me now in life. And one of the things was I didn't know how to deal with emotions. My parents, you know, they both had, you know, a set of parents that, you know, it was real old school. So that was not a thing. Emotions was not a thing. Communicating, you know, wasn't a thing. We communicated in a certain way that society asked us to be. So growing up, my parents were very like, you know, this is how you live. This is how you're supposed to be in order to like survive society. Which is interesting because I never looked at it as kind of like a survival way of living. And survival mode is talked about a lot if you're into, you know, self-healing and mindset and everything. So being in that survivor mode can feel extremely exhausting all the time and feel like you exist without actually existing. And so fast forward to now that I'm 27, you know, honestly just like figuring out who I am, because it's weird. I met someone straight out of college and we worked within the same area, and all of a sudden I was giving my everything to someone and I stopped focusing on myself because I had this idea of what I thought marriage was supposed to be based on, I would say, older generations. And I feel the world is changing so much, and women, you know, being more independent and demanding that men, why are you in my life? What are you adding to my life? Instead of, oh, I need you in my life, you know? There's no survival in terms of needing a partner. That goes on both sides. It's more of, what are you adding to my life nowadays? And I got so busy taking care of this person, making sure they're okay and that they're on their right track. And I was trying to take care of myself and try to handle my stuff that it was too much. It was so exhausting that I couldn't take care of myself. To give you an example, it was like literally once a week, I was like, I want to floss my teeth as self-care. Like that is one extra thing that I really just want to add in. And I literally never had time for it. And I'm not even kidding you. Like I was working from like 4 a.m. to like 10 p.m., 11 p.m. That means I was going to a job. I was working on my business. I was planning a wedding. I was planning on us moving out of state, finding us a new place to live. I was working on 7 different certifications, finishing all the education, and I was trying to be a good fiance, a future wife. We were doing family vacations. We were traveling all the time. And it was one of those things where it just felt like a tornado out of control. And one day I just like woke up and after, you know, God and my spirit team knocking on my door aggressively for almost a year, woke up and was like, who am I? Who am I? I don't know. You know, like that's scary because then you find yourself single at 27 and you're like, okay, everyone is in the phase of like getting engaged and married and having kids. And I'm literally trying to figure out what I want to do with my life because I've been too busy trying to survive and trying to exist without existing. And I've tried too long using other ways to cope myself to get to the weekend to, you know, just to survive work that it's almost like this mask is taken off and I'm like, okay, what do I like to do outside of trying to people please or try to keep a partner in my life? I'm realizing that I need to focus on not the world and what's going on in the world. I need to focus on my world, like what's in me. And that is what blows my mind because it didn't hit me until last night. I was like, I get so focused on what's in the future, what I need to do tomorrow, that I forget, okay, how did I do today? Did I do well today? Did I feel good today? Was I worried about anything? Is there anything I could have done better? Did I take enough breaks? Was I kind to myself? Did I say kind things to myself? And checking in your world like this, it feels like strangely calming. For me, because I always felt like I needed a partner or wanted a partner, the best way to almost like take care of myself, some people say like mother yourself, check in with yourself, however you say it, for me is looking at myself as if I were the best partner to myself. So because I'm so good at taking care of other people and not myself, it's easier for me to imagine, okay, if I were the best partner to Ashley, like what would I do right now to help her, to make sure she's okay? Or if she's hungry, does she need to eat something? Like when's the last time you've exercised? Like, I don't know, just like basic human needs. I'm literally learning to do for myself and making sure I'm cared for in all those aspects. And the one thing floating into my mind that took me a while to learn through childhood and all of that is I felt like I never got a chance to do things on my own because my parents were so worried about like making sure I was set up for success and that, you know, I didn't get hurt and things like that, that I'm realizing that I need to just fall and, you know, try again and get up and have that attitude. Whew, wow, that was a whole shebang. I need a sip of coffee. I have another podcast later too. So all the talking today. So yeah, I would say the biggest thing right now is honestly just learning sobriety and realizing, okay, what can I do with my time and fill it up instead of going out? And I think also that had to do with something in your early 20s is like you go out with your friends and all of this and yada yada. And then I guess when you get older, you like later in your 20s, you realize like I don't really want to go out anymore. That kind of reminds me of like the early phase of like freshmen and sophomores like love to go out in college, but then when you come a junior and senior, you're like, okay, I'm too old. And honestly, I feel like I've just reached that age. And I'm like, where are the older 20-year-olds? Can we hang out? Like, can we go to a yoga class together? Can we do a fitness class? Can we go for a hike? I would love to check out a brewery, but bitch, I'm not leaving the house after 9 p.m. It's just not happening. Stuff like that. Like, I just want to focus on myself and making a good, solid group of girlfriends and learning about myself, honestly, because I don't know. I just like grew up in the society. It's like, okay, this is how you're supposed to be. So you can get a partner and get a husband and he can take care of you and you can, you know, have a job or, you know, have babies and all of this thing. And life is so much more complicated than that. And I don't know. You just gotta figure out what you want to actually do. And especially, it's no longer like in the olden days, like you gotta take this job so you, you know, have a paycheck, so you buy a house. Holy shit, there's so much going on in this world today. It's insane. And you can literally make money from your phone if you wanted. Like, you don't even need to really necessarily go to college. Like, you can go to, there's trade schools, you can do certifications, you can jump into entrepreneurship. It's crazy. Like, there's so much opportunity in this world now. And people just get so hung up on, well, I can't do it. And I'm like, why can't you? Why? You need to see the other side of the coin. Like, you deserve that to yourself to see, like, what you truly are capable of. And I dealt with so much social anxiety for years. And honestly, I deserve it to myself. Like, what does the other side of the coin look like when I do get to coach other women and I get to grow my business and I get to grow my career and I get to grow as a woman? Don't I deserve it to myself to even see what the other side of that coin looks like? I just think that's so important for us to give ourselves, because we're so focused on maybe trying to fit in or be a certain way. And you really do deserve it to yourself to look on the other side of the coin. Wow, that was powerful. That was really powerful. So, I'm going to give myself a break because I need to podcast in an hour and a half. But I just wanted to say that, yeah, it's been good. I'm learning about myself. I'm realizing what it's like to be in your late 20s. I'm realizing, oh my Lord, what I should have learned in my early 20s. And if you want to hear more tips and advice in terms of surviving your early 20s or thriving in your early 20s, however you want to phrase it, let me know. Oh my gosh, I have so much experience in terms of it. I could literally make that part of my life a movie. I probably should. But thank you so much for listening. And of course, as always, check out my website at coach-ash.com. You can find me on Pinterest, Instagram, and TikTok at Coach Ash Slay. And if you are interested in the Beautifully Balanced Life, that's accepting clients, and we really focus on manifesting and speaking with your higher self while healing your inner child and really understanding where you want to go in life. And we do the inner work to reflect to your outer life. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. Bye-bye.